Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Civil Law Review.
On Friday, the 26th of April, 2024.
Club Administrator, in the matter of Town Tavern Blacktown Proprietary Limited, Administrators appointed, Receivers and Managers appointed. Federal Court of Australia. The Court extended the date of the convening period for the second meeting of creditors for a group of companies in administration.
Fitzgerald, in the matter of Tempo Holidays Proprietary Limited in liquidation and Tully. Federal Court of Australia. Insurer not liable for settlement of breach of director's duties claim, as it had not been shown it was reasonable, or that the case against the director would have succeeded.
Greece and Seven Network Operations Limited costs. Federal Court of Australia. Seven ordered to pay partially successful costs, calculated on the basis as if the proceedings had been commenced in the District Court of New South Wales.
David William Pallas and Julianne Pallas, as trustees for the Pallas Family Superannuation Fund and Lendlease Corporation Limited. Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Court of Appeal declined to depart from previous authority that held that the Supreme Court does not have power to make so-called class closure orders in representative proceedings. The owners Strata Plan number 64757 and Sydney Remedial Builders Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Leave to appeal refused from the decision of the primary judge to reject the report of a referee in a building and construction case.
Yang and New South Wales Land and Housing Corporation, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Plaintiff had not been under a disability while incarcerated in China or while suffering from a depressive disorder, and his claim was therefore statute barred.
Thank you for listening.